Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ma'am. He has.
Yes.
say, in a very bad condition, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're in a poor state. They say loose your money. Now one thing about her, it ain't necessarily gotta be the mighty, mighty dollar bill, right? Her coming more form, it can be any charitable contribution that you might make to one in need, right? Verse number 11. Come on.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Lay up thy treasure according to the Torah instructions of the Most High, and it shall bring you more profit than gold.
Now he say if you do the thing according to the way God for have it written, right?
Right.
They'll bring you more profit than gold, if that's what he says. Let's write to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6.
No, which one? That's your one, then.
He said Matthew chapter 6.
Well, that's your one. This one ain't.
This line
Matthew
here.
Chapter 6.
Ain't no film.
Number 1 through 4. Save it. Let's see what we're working with here.
This line keeps going in and out. What are you doing? This line keeps going in and out for Camp 4.
Verse 2.
Hey!
Therefore, when you doest thine eyes. He said, therefore, when you do your arms, what about it?
Do not sound a trumpet before you.
So there ain't nothing to brag about or boast about. It's a choice that you made for yourself, right?
Right.
This is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do it with. Ain't nothing to boast to brag about.
This
go ahead, read on.
This line
and
up in here is set now.
In the synagogue,
mm-hmm.
And in the street.
Bless you, brother.
They may have.
Okay.
My call is in.
Yeah, but it ain't getting in here.
Go back over there.
Matthew 6,
verse 6. It ain't getting over here.
Therefore, when you doest thine arm,
go ahead.
Do not sound a trumpet before you.
So he said, when you do your arm,
okay, well,
dealing with what motivates us
yeah.
to do what we do.
Okay.
And our mindset for doing what we do, right? Verse number three, what do you say?
Verse three.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do an alms,
mm-hmm.
let not your left hand know what your right hand does.
Yeah, yeah. What do you say? When you do alms?
Right. Don't let your
right hand know what the left hand does.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can touch on them names. Will you do your arms? Don't let your right hand do what your left hand do.
Throw some down too.
Let's see if we can pinpoint how he made this statement in the book of Acts. The money that Israel will see you right.
I hear you, Brother Titus.
See if I can put it out. In the book of Acts, he made a statement. Let's see if I can. Let me see. Make it Acts chapter 5. The book of Acts chapter 5. The money that Israel will see you right. Let's see that verse number 3 and 4. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. This is the monarch of Israel and see you what?
Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
While it remains.
Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4.
Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
But Peter said, Ananias,
mm-hmm.
why does Satan fill your mind to lie to the righteous spirit?
Yeah.
And to keep back part of the price of the land?
Verse mm-hmm. number 4.
Mm-hmm. While it remains. Was it not thine own?
Good.
And after it was sold,
mm-hmm.
was it not in thine own power?
Good.
Why have you conceived this thing in your mind? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto Yahweh.
So he said to Ananias, right? Hey, the whole deal was yours to make, right? You made the decision. It was your decision to make how you was going to handle this business, right? So let's go back to Matthew 6. Acts chapter 6, verse number 3 and 4. Acts chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
May be in secret.
that your eye may be in secret.
And your Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 5.
And now read 3 and 4. 3 and 4.
Okay, 3.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it,
when you do your arm,
let not your left hand know what your right hand doeth.
So you don't need to counsel nobody about the move you get ready to make. Now, this is something that you are determined for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he told Ananias, while it was in your power. Let's read that again in the book of Acts, chapter 5. The money for Israel, for your royal verse 4. Let's see how he broke it down to Ananias there. Acts chapter 5, verse number 4.
While it remained, was it not? Was it, wait a minute, while it remained, was it not thine own?
So he said, it remained, it was with you.
Right.
Was it your home? Go ahead.
And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power?
He said, you wasn't the one that had to make the decision. Go ahead.
Why has you conceived this thing in your mind?
Go ahead.
Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto Yahweh.
So you don't need to consult with nobody to the right or the left. It's a decision that you make and a choice that you make. And you pinpoint who you want to do all to, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice you make all by yourself.
That's right.
First in the book of Galatians. Now let's see if the apostles, they understood giving all to the poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they understood this fact. First in the book of Galatians, Brother Micaiah, Israel, Ephesians, Roy, chapter 2. Galatians, chapter 2. And let's see that verse number 9 and 10. Brother Micaiah, Israel, Ephesians, Roy, Galatians 2, verse number 9 and verse number 10.
Book of Galatians, chapter 2. Read verse 9 and verse 10.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9, read.
What do you read?
And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars,
mm-hmm.
received the grace, the mercy that was given unto me.
Go ahead.
They gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
Go ahead.
That we should go unto the Gentiles, the heathen, and they unto the circumcised.
So what two groups is this talking about here, brother? Don't turn it down or what?
You say what two groups?
Yeah, we got two groups. We got the heathen and the circumcision.
Right.
What are you referring to here?
We have the heathen, which is the 10 northern tribes.
Yes, sir.
And we have the circumcision, which is the southern tribe, Yadda Jewish.
Hallelujah, Christ. Verse number 10, what do you say?
Verse 10, read.
Mm-hmm.
Only they would that we should remember the poor.
Remember who?
Remember the poor.
Go ahead.
The same which I also was forced to do.
So they understood the act of giving alms. Giving alms is not towards the ministry. It's towards the less fortunate
mm-hmm.
that is among you.
That's right.
Your brother and your sister, right?
That's right.
Brother Tom, Sister Monica, you can go ahead and put on the table what you are.
Psalm 34.
Go ahead and bring out what you have going on.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24.
All right.
And it reads, and whatsoever you do, do it partly as to the Yahuwah and not unto men always.
Mm-hmm.
24. Knowing that of the Yahuwah you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Yahuwah. Yahuwah the Son of Yahuwah the Father.
Hallelujah. So whatever you do, do it unto Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
and not unto me.
Mm-hmm.
What our goal is to do the will of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
That is our motivation. And we understand that from to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, Mother E. Unto Matthew chapter 12. Let me see if I can put it out. The statement in Matthew chapter 12, Mother Israel of the Royal. Let's see if I can lay my eyes on it. The statement that he makes in Matthew chapter 12. Mother Israel of the Royal. Let's get it in Romans. I can see it in Romans. Romans 13. Romans chapter 13, Mother. Make a statement over here in Romans chapter 13.
Okay, with you,
mother.
You got Israel
to see you,
right?
Hallelujah. Make a statement in Romans 13, verse 9 again. What do you say, mother? Romans 13, verse number 9 and verse 10. Mother, Israel will see you, right? Yes, ma'am. Romans chapter 13, verse number 9 and verse 17. Romans 13, verse number 9 and verse number 10, mother, Israel will see you, right?
Yes, ma'am. Verse 8. for fast with fasting is honor and righteousness.
Go ahead.
A little with righteousness is better than much with unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
It is better to give alms than to lay up gold.
But he said it's better to give alms than to stack it up to the ceiling, right?
Uh-huh.
It's better if you see your brother and sister have a need. That's what alms is all about. Mm-hmm. Why not reach out and help your brother and sister? Go ahead, read on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For alms do deliver from death.
So he said alms will do what?
Deliver from death.
So alms will deliver from death, right?
Right.
Onto Tobit chapter 4. Let's see if we can hear that again, sister. Amen. Tobit chapter 4. Let's see if that's pattern. Let's read it until we hear that statement again. So it says, do deliver from death. Tobit chapter 4, picking up at 7.
Tobit chapter 4, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Give alms of your substance.
So it says, give alms of your substance. Go ahead.
And when you give it alms, let not your eyes be envious. Neither turn your face from any poor.
Mm-hmm.
And the face of Yahweh shall not be turned away from you.
So he said, turn out your face from any poor, right? And the face of Yahweh shall not be turned away from you. Come on, read on.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have abundance, give alms accordingly. If you have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that look.
Believe me up.
Verse
9. Yes, ma'am.
For you layest up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
10. Yes, ma'am.
Because that arms do deliver from death.
So we got that statement twice, right?
Right.
He said, arms will deliver you from death, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the book of Exodus 22, Brother Makai. Let's see what's going on with this. Exodus 22. Let's look at 22 through 24. Exodus 22. 22 through 24 from Mokai Israel, a clean run.
The book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 22 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
22 reads.
What it reads?
You should not afflict any widow or fatherless child.
Mm-hmm.
23. If you afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me.
He said, you shall not afflict any widow.
Mm-hmm.
Or fatherless child.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you afflict them in any wise, is that what he said?
That's what he said.
And they cried to me, what about it?
I would surely hear their cry.
Verse 24, what he say?
24 read, and my wrath shall wax hot.
Go ahead.
And I will kill you with the sword.
Go ahead.
And your wives shall be widowed, and your children fathers.
But that's why I say these arms is very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you make a promise,
mm-hmm.
and you hold back on that promise, and they are committed to you.
Mm.
He said that they expected what you guys promised, right?
Yeah,
I think we can get an example that Yahweh will take you up out of the game.
You hear that, Buck Chris? Promise made, none kept. That's right.
Let's see if that's two statements. Sister Monica Israel C. Roy. Let's run to Acts chapter 5. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Let's read and see that Yahweh will remove you from the screen if you go contrary to what you have promised.
Let me see one of the pants you got there.
The book of Acts chapter 5.
Hallelujah.
Let's pick it up at verse 1 through 5. Let's see what's going on here.
The book of Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 5.
Yes, ma'am.
But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife sold their possessions.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. He kept back part of the price.
So he said a certain man named Ananias sold his possession, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he kept back part of what he already done committed himself to. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read up.
And his wife, also being aware of it,
mm-hmm.
and brought a certain part.
And they brought a certain part, go ahead.
And laid it at the follower's feet.
Go ahead, read on.
3.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter said, Ananias, why have
and fill your mind to life to the righteous spirit.
Yes.
And to keep that part of the price. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. While it remained, was it not thine own?
Yes.
And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power?
Mm-hmm.
Why have you conceived this thing in your mind? You have right. not lied unto me, right. but unto Yahweh.
So Yahweh takes this almsgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very serious.
Yeah.
We find out that if you make a promise to the widow and the fatherless child and you hold back, Yahweh get angry. Yeah. He'd take you out of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say that arms were delivered from death, that would kind of get the picture, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
We get the picture about right now. Acts 5, verse number 5. What did he say? What happened to Ananias?
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up his spirit.
Go ahead.
And great fear came upon all of them that heard these things.
That's why we say that love is in the class all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I hold it in high esteem, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if they cry unto me, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to take you out of the game. That's how important this almsgiving is to Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
One more and we're going to bring the young lion in. Brother Micaiah Israel, let's run to Sirach. The book of Sirach, chapter 4, 1 through 6. The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse number 1 through 6. Now pay attention to what we read here. Sirach 4, verse number 1 through 6. Let's see what Yahweh got to say.
Brother Micaiah Israel, the scene, right? Well, it's a rock, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
My son, my daughter,
mm-hmm.
cry not the poor.
So this conversation is about who?
About the poor.
Cry not the poor, go ahead.
Of their living.
Go ahead.
And make not the needy eyes to wait long.
Go ahead, read on.
2. Mm-hmm. Make not an hunger person sorrowful, neither provoke a man or woman in their distress.
Come on with it.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Add no more trouble to an mind that is bad.
Go ahead.
And defer not to give to them that is in need.
He said, and defer not to give to him or her that is in need. Now, you don't want to make the decision, right? You don't have to look to your right hand or your left. You made the decision. You saw a need. He said, this is what I'm going to do for my brother and sister. Y'all what I said? Read that again, brother.
The book of,
verse number 3.
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3 reads.
What it read?
Add no more trouble to a mind that is bad.
Go ahead.
And defer not to give to him or her that is in need.
Now, you the one that wanted to feel that need. You made that decision all by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, 4, come on.
Verse 4.
What did he say?
Reject not the supplication of the afflicted.
Go ahead.
Neither turn away your face from a poor man or woman.
Verse 5, what did he say?
Verse 5, read.
Mm-hmm.
Turn not away your eyes from the need.
Go ahead.
And give him or her none occasion to curse you.
Verse 6, what did he
say? Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
For if they curse you in the bitterness of their person, his or her prayer should be heard of him that made him.
But Yahweh said that giving up, looking out for the less fortunate among you, he takes very serious.
Mm-hmm.
So serious that he will take you out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, us is in a class all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always talking about the dollar bill, y'all. No, no, no. So bring in our brother. Brother Micaiah Israel, young lion from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. I'm saying hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah, Father. Let me get a couple. Let me piggyback on some of that good stuff. Because like you said, it's very serious of what this man's saying. So Brother Micaiah, look what he got written in Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2.
Numbers chapter 30.
Yeah, verse 1 and 2.
Verse 1 and 2.
And Brother Titus, help me Deuteronomy 23, verse 21. 21 down to verse 23.
book of Numbers, chapter 30, verses 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads,
what it read?
And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the family of Israel.
Yeah, so he went to the elders, the heads. He mm-hmm. made sure the elders was on point according to Yahweh's business. What did he say?
Saying.
What?
This is the thing which Yahweh had commanded.
Okay, go ahead.
Two. If a man bow the vow unto Yahweh.
So if you bow a vow to Yahweh, if you say, well, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. So once you are made that out of your mouth, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
If a man bow the vow to Yahweh or swear
uh-huh.
an oath to bind his soul, his body.
Right.
With a bond.
Yeah.
He should not break his or her word.
So you don't break your word. If you found the time to bring it out your mouth, then one thing, Yahweh records what come out your mouth. He mm-hmm. wants you to make a statement because that's going to be recorded. Well, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then this or that have not been done, but you study making these statements. Mm-hmm. See? Go ahead.
He or she should do according to all that proceeded out of.
Whatever you come out, that's why you got to be very careful when you speak. Because Yahweh will hold you on account of 100 trillion million years. Mm-hmm. He's going to bring it right back on the table once you make it out your mouth about what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay, good. Now, come on, Brother Titus.
The fifth book of the Torah structure, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 21 mm-hmm, and 23. Mm-hmm. When you should vow the vow to Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Right.
You should not slack to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
When Yahweh, your Yahweh, would surely require it of you. And it would be sin in you.
So when you vow the vow and you do not do it, what you have done now?
Sin. You have
sin. You have sinned against Yahweh. And Mother Dia, what he says in 32, 2 and 3 about that? In the book of Numbers 32, 23, what he say about that? He said, now if you bow the bow out your mouth, that's why sometimes when it's time to say something, be very careful what you're saying, because you might be just in that spirit of that mood. But Yahweh had just recorded it from your mouth when it verbally came out.
Deuteronomy 32:23. What it say? Deuteronomy 32:23.
But if you will not do so,
behold, you have sinned against Yahweh. And be sure, your sins will find you out.
Your sin ain't going to do what?
Find you out.
It's going to find you out. So be very careful when you say what you're going to do. Because Yahweh going to record that. And he gonna hold you to do it, responsible for it. And if you don't, just what he's gonna start doing. Go to Ecclesiastes, Brother Micaiah, chapter 6. Let's see what Yahweh will start doing. Make it 3 and 6. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3 and 6. That's why he tell you. He's talking plainly. Because Yahweh, he got to intervene with some ministry. So the closest ministry I've seen, I'm looking all over the world. I don't see no ministry is getting in this order but voices of the true Israelites to be able to take care of this man's business through the precepts of the Bible. So the man is going to intervene. So, but he ain't going to intervene until he sees what he got written in his Bible. So in the fifth chapter, we'll read that again. What it says in verse 3 and 6?
Book Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3 and verse 6.
What it say?
3 reads.
What?
For a dream coming through the multitude of business.
Yeah.
And a fool's voice is known by multitude of words.
So how you find a fool is in presence?
A multitude of words.
A multitude of words. That means he got plenty of words going. No action, nothing behind it, but just a bunch of words. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Neither say you before the ministering spirit.
What?
It was an error.
Oh, that, it was an error.
Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice?
He be what?
Angry at your voice.
Then what do you do?
Destroy the work of your hand.
Then you want to know why you got so much inchy-pinchy on you. Oh, this is wrong. That wrong. This wrong. Because you don't
violate the scriptures of the Bible. That's why it tell you be slow to talk. They're going to come out your mouth. Yahweh can hold on you for 100 trillion million years. Let's run to, to the book of Acts, Brother Titus. Let's go on to Acts chapter 9, verse 36 to 42.
Chapter 9.
Mm-hmm. Back to Micaiah in Luke chapter 12, verse 16, down to verse 21.
The book of Acts chapter 9. Verse 36 to 42. Acts chapter 9, verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was that Joppa, a certain disciple, a follower named
Tabitha. Yes.
Which by interpretation is called Dorcas, this woman.
This woman.
Full of good works.
What was she full of?
Good works.
This woman was full of good works. Let's see what she was doing.
And on thee.
And not on that, she was good of good works, and she was what?
Indeed.
Let's find out what she doing. Go ahead.
Which she did.
Uh-huh.
Verse 37. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died.
What happened to her?
She died.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, she was sick and died.
Okay.
But when they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber.
Okay.
Verse 38. And for as much as Lydia was near in Joppa, and the disciples, the followers of Yahweh the Son, had heard that Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, was dead.
Uh-huh.
And they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them.
Okay.
Verse 39, then Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, arise and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. All the widows stood by him weeping.
Now what did they say?
In short, the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them.
So what was her arms?
Coats and garments.
Coats making friends. Coats, garments. So there go. She had good work. And she arm dealing. What was she doing again? She was making garments, precious. She was getting on down, wasn't she?
She was getting down.
She was getting down, huh? That means she was in on everything. She was doing her thing. Go ahead and read them up.
All right, verse 40.
Right.
But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed.
But see, Peter, here comes the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Kneel down and pray. What happened next?
And turning him to the body. Said,
what'd he say?
Tabitha arise. She opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, she sat up.
You see that? So she, the chief speaker, see, when you saw why, just do good, you know, just do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's do, and good is what that we can read, Mother Z. What's doing good? And Romans chapter 7, verse number 12. What's doing good? Just do good. And what that means? So why I said you're about this business, just do good. So what it mean by doing good, Mother Z?
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
What it say?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous.
Yes.
And the Torah instruction righteous and just and good.
So what's good? So she was doing good work. What was she doing? What good work she was doing? She was doing Torah instruction. And her occupation, her arm was doing what?
Garments.
Fringes. Getting everybody to make sure they look like an Israelite. Garments, fringes. Making coats. That's what she was doing. She died with a needle and thread in her hand. You see what she was doing? I got to put a rabbit out of that. First Ezra 8, verse 3 and 20. I think I can pull it out between. Give me first Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 and 20.
3 and 20?
Yeah, 3 and 20. I think 3 and 20. I'm looking for that was told by Ezra that the women did something. I think it's 320. Is that 320? I don't reveal it. But the women done something. Is the first answer? Help me out there, Elder. The women did something. Was it 320? Is that what I want? 3:20. You don't see 3:20? I'll tell you what, I'll double back with it. But the woman done something, and I guess I'll bring it up a little bit later. I won't put that. Come on, come on, Brother Mackay. Give me what we need. Give me Luke chapter 12, 16 to 21.
Okay, the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 16 down to 21.
Mm-hmm.
16 reads.
Right.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man bought for a plentiful. Verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. Verse 18. Mm-hmm. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say to my soul, my mind,
mm-hmm.
soul,
mm-hmm.
body, you has much goods laid up for many years.
Now, so case of point, it was a lady, I don't know, I forgot how I came in contact. She had saved up so much money. She put it all in a mattress. Daughter came over and seen the mattress. Oh, I'm gonna do a good deed for my mother. I'm gonna throw this mattress out and get her a brand new mattress. And when the mama came on, she just about had a heart attack because she had stuffed that thing full of money. And that thing was stuffed full of money and was thrown out and it was thrown out, and it was packed full of money. Just otherwise, she was holding the money back instead of doing good deeds. She wanted to just pack the mattress up. What was she holding it for? See? So sometimes people be trying to stack up this money, and they hold this money like this man doing right now. Go ahead and read.
Mm-hmm. Verse 19.
What did it say?
And I would say to myself,
right.
Self, you has much good laid up for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Take thy eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But Yahweh said unto him,
what he say?
You fool.
What he call you?
You fool.
Mm-hmm.
This night your body shall be required of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then who shall those things be which you has provided?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Listen good.
So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards Yahweh.
You see the man saying? So we have to make sure that we understand that all this right here is going to pass away. Because everything you're looking at, Mother Z, is 2 Corinthians 4:18. Keep whatever you got in your purse, whatever you're looking at on your feet right now, let's see what's written in 4:18 of 2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
What's written that we can read?
While we look not at the things which are seen,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
at the things which are not seen.
Mm-hmm.
For the things which are seen are
temporal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
So remember, Yahweh said, thou fool, your life is acquired at my hand. Yes. Now, all this stuff that you got, who going to get your hand on it?
Mm.
Now, we had a member in class, not called name out. You know, his whole thing was retirement. And, well, me and, you know, I wait for this woman, we both retire together. And I got the great big old home already laid out. And we just going to go back and take Eve. I said, what about the ministry, brother? Oh, well, you know, I'm gonna be in and out in the ministry, but we're gonna go on down to down south, and we just gonna run back and take it easy. Cause I worked two jobs all my life, and she don't work a long time out, you know. And all of a sudden, Yahweh said, "Die fool, I'm ready to kill you." Now who you think gonna be on the other end and playing your role? I'm gonna have a man with shoes of Wham size 15 on the carpet table that you got downs up, clanked on it right now. See? Mm-hmm. So our thing is to make sure we rich in Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Make sure we do what Yahweh tells us to do. Because if he set us down, we got to make sure we got him right. Yeah. But we have a whole big, matches of money that can get away from you. That's why he tell you, you know, in the sixth chapter, we're going to read verse 24, he'll tell you something. Because one thing about it, we got to be clear that Moses of Israel and Psalm chapter 68, verse 20, got to be real clear about something. 68, verse 20. A song. Listen to this. 68, verse 20. Keep this in your mind. 68, verse 20. Mm-hmm. What do you read?
Psalm 68, verse 20.
Listen to this.
He that is our Yahweh is Yahweh of salvation.
So our Yahweh is Yahweh who?
Salvation.
Okay, go ahead.
And unto Yahweh belongeth the issues from death.
What?
The issues from death.
So Yahweh is the issue that oversees when it's time to shut you down. Yeah. That's why he tell you be rich in him. Because when it's death, don't think it's ain't no action happening to nobody, no loved ones, because Yahweh is the issue from death.
That's right. That's
y'all understand? He's the issue from death. Mm. Now, precept that Sister Jones, Israel, in 32 of Deuteronomy, chapter 39. Because you got to understand, pick up verse 35, we read down to verse 40. 35 to 40. See, once we understand the power of our mighty one, that's what goes on in the world system where you got to make sure you're doing Yahweh's business. Because we find out he's the issue from death. Is that right? Did we read that? Yeah. So it all this, when somebody shut down, you all in a panic and everything about all over the place. Oh, this happened. No. He's told you. Listen, you tell those that understand me, I'm the issue of death.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing going to happen to you until I want it to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how small or old you are.
Mm-hmm.
32, 35 through 40. Come on, Sister Jones, Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35 through 40, and it reads.
What
did
it read?
To me belongeth vengeance.
To him belongs vengeance.
And
recipe. I'm the payback man. I'm the big payback man. The big payback.
Right.
So I'm the payback man. That's where he got the song from me. I'm the payback man. Go ahead.
Their foot shall slide in due time.
He said, sooner or later, those that got the hammer on you now, their foot going to slide in due time. Go ahead.
For the day of their calamity is at hand.
So sooner or later. Once we organize, you're going to start seeing that calamity and get more in hand. They're going to do a little bit more. Well, go ahead.
And the things that shall come upon them make haste.
Uh-huh.
Verse 36. For the Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants.
Go ahead.
When he sees that their power is gone.
Go ahead.
And there is none shut up.
Go ahead.
Or left. Verse 37. And he shall say, where are their idols? Their rock in whom they trusted.
Yeah.
Verse 38. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifice and drank the wine of their drink offering.
Mm-hmm.
Let them rise up and help you.
You say, all the ones that you continue to do contrary to me, let them help you at a time of need. Mm-hmm. I told you what I'm about. So continue.
Verse 39. See now that I am he, and there is no idol with me.
Mm-hmm.
I kill and I make alive.
Mm-hmm.
I wound and I heal.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
So once I get at you, can't nothing stop. Nobody can get me off of you if I zero in, if I peep at you now. Knowing your time is up. Can't nothing, no prayers, can't nothing. When it's time to set you down, oh, go call the prince. So get prince. Get about to leave here. Wait a minute, you got to wait a minute now. This is the hand of Yahweh now. So you can get all the prayer wars you want. Remember Yahweh tell you he's the issue from death. Didn't we read that already? So y'all gotta understand something. When that thing hits you, you better make sure you got your skirts right and Yahweh, but all that now, I'm going to get your flowers. I need quick prayer and everything. No. See, that's why we got to be, it got to be a ministry prepared to show you, well, hold on a minute now. Yahweh, I kill. I make alive. I wound. And I do the healing. See, we got to understand this thing. See, people need the word now. They don't have no propaganda now. Now it's time to have the word. And that's where we come in at. If we study and do the right thing and Yahweh the right spirit, he'll give you to comfort your loved ones according to the scripture. Don't be down because death don't hit. Yahweh is the one, is the author of me. I'm the issue from death. Is that what we read? See, we got to be clear about this. This is where you get your comfort at through the scripture, by knowing what this man is saying. I don't reminisce about nothing. I had great loved ones that I've had. I don't reminisce now and then. Why? Because the scripture tells me. Oh, look here. I'm the issues of death. See? Let's get busy. Come on, read some more.
Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say,
what?
I live forever.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse 41. If I wet my glittering sword.
He said, if I wet my glittering sword.
And my hand take hold
on judgment.
I will render vengeance to mine enemies.
And I'm going to be the payback man.
Yes.
So all we got to do is keep moving forward in Yahweh and organizing. Come on, Titus, give me Isaiah 45, 6, and 7. Back up with Brother Micaiah in 48 chapter verse of Sirach 1. 10 and 13.
Going to Isaiah to see it.
Listen good, because see, we got to know these things, but we got to know some things we need to know. Some things we need to know. The closest thing you need to know, you're gonna read it in a minute.
Isaiah to see it. Chapter 45, verse 6 to 7.
What did it say?
Isaiah 45, verse 6, read. That they may know from the rising of the sun,
yes,
and from the west,
right,
there's none beside me.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh, and there's none else.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
What you do?
I form the light.
Yes.
Create darkness.
Darkness.
I make peace. Create evil.
What Yahweh say you do?
Create evil.
Oh, this is an evil situation going on. Then you both say, okay, that's the hand of Yahweh too.
Hallelujah.
This is an evil situation going on here. That's the hand of Yahweh, ain't it?
Yeah.
What do Yahweh say do? Go ahead and read.
I, Yahweh, do all these things.
I, Yahweh, do all these things. Let's go to Sirach 48, verse 1, 10 and 13, backed up. It was Brother Micaiah in 2 Kings 13, 20 and 21. This is real good now.
Book of Sirach, chapter 48, verse 1, 10, and verse 13.
Listen good. Listen good.
Verse 1 reads, then stood up Elijah the seer and fired, and his word burned like a lamp.
That's Elisha.
Oh, Elisha.
That's Elisha. That's Elisha right there. So he came after Elijah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Okay, Elisha.
What happened next?
Verse 10.
Right.
Who was ordained for reproofs in their time.
And what was his position to do?
Ordained for reproof.
So he was ordained to reprove Who was he? Let's see, was he ordained to go to the world and tell the world something? What was he ordained to do?
Ordained for recruits in their time.
Yeah.
To pacify the wrath of Yahweh's judgment.
Oh, so.
Pacify the wrath of Yahweh's judgment.
So what position he was in?
He was in the to reproof.
But no, what was the position? So he wasn't getting many pats on the back, was he?
No, friend.
So he wasn't getting too many pats on the back.
No.
Go ahead, read.
Break it before it break forth into fury.
So otherwise, he was the middleman to let them know that if you don't get it right, what the man in the third heaven going to do?
Fury.
Now, what are you going
to
do?
Come on back.
What are you going to do?
Before, let me see, before it breaks forth into fear.
That's right. So Yahweh always sends somebody to tell you, get your act together. Stop what you're doing. Because Yahweh about ready to deliver you up in grand style. Mm-hmm. So you always got somebody to tell you something. You just got to recognize the source is telling you something, and then when the source tells you something, take heed to it. Stop having such a fat mouth behind it. Is that what he's saying? So this is going on in verse 10? Read it again.
The book of Sirach. Read chapter 48, verse 10.
See, once we recognize this order of things, I'm trying to tell you something. See, you can't keep on looking at things the way you're looking at a corner. Mm-hmm. What, that is another man, that is another woman standing next. No. You gotta look at things a little bit spiritual. You gotta look deep in this thing. That's why you gotta be slow with the mouth. Huh? Slow with the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this in the verse 10 again.
Verse 10 read.
What?
Who was ordained for reproof.
What was he ordained to do?
Ordained for reproof.
Correction. So he was ordained to look at yourself, look at you, and correct you. Oh, that's the part I don't like. Now it's time for somebody to correct me. Now. But listen, precept that, Titus 2, 20 chapter, verse 4 and 5, Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
verse 3, let's see who's behind all the 3, 4, and 5. Listen at the tenor of the conversation. Because Yahweh don't change how he operates. In the 20th chapter, verse 3, 4, and 5, by Brother Titus, listen good. And if we meditate in this information, listen. 3, 4, and 5, read.
Ezekiel the 10th, chapter 20, verse 3 to 5, read.
We read.
Son of man.
Yeah.
Speak unto the elders of Israel.
What did he say?
Speaking to the elders of Israel.
Son of man, telling Ezekiel, you know your first stop is like Moses and all the rest of them. Go find who?
The elders of Israel.
Go find the elders of Israel. Yeah.
And say to them.
And then tell the elders of Israel.
Thus said Yahweh.
And you tell them not where you're going, not where you've been. Tell them what?
Thus said Yahweh.
Very.
Are you come to inquire of me?
Okay.
As I live, said Yahweh,
uh-huh.
I will not be inquired of by you.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. Would you judge them, son of man?
Well, wait a minute. Who going to do the judging?
Son of man.
Would you judge them, son of man? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Would you judge them? Cause them to know the abomination of their father.
Cause them to know the abomination of their father. Bring it back to remembrance.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 5.
What?
Say to them.
What?
Thus said Yahweh.
Yahweh.
In the day when I chose Israel.
I chose Israel.
And lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family, nation of Israel.
So all these other organizations, other nations, he ain't dealing with them. Mm-hmm. That's why we got to be on one accord. He's not dead. You don't have nothing to say concording his word. He tell you, I chose one people to take care of his business, and I'm requiring one people to get back. me on it. Nobody else will get back with me on it. Is that what we're want people to get back with me. That's all what I'm going to hear, but in order. Finish that verse up.
And made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, flew the word Mizraim, and the bondage, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So who knows that he is our Yahuwah, Yahuwah? We do.
Yeah.
So how you expect for them? No, they ain't going to know until you tell them.
Yeah.
This is our Yahuwah. I'm going to introduce you to our Yahuwah.
Because
it's our Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading? Now come on back to Sirach. Give me two more in that and I'm going to bag on up and sit on the sideline. Sirach chapter 48 verse 13. Listen to this now.
The book of Sirach chapter 48, picking up at verse 13.
Yes.
13
read. What it read?
No word could overcome him.
No word can overcome him.
And after his death.
Wait a minute. But you have no word. Well, listen. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. Why don't you come and sit down and have a meal with us, D-Stick? Come sit and talk. Let's talk. Let's eat a little bit.
Yeah.
No, you ain't got no words that go against the word of Yahuwah with me.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You pick that telephone tomorrow, you ain't going to hear nothing on it. Okay. But I'll tell you one thing, it's gonna be, will I be to talk some dust, says Yahuwah on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so far you can, but I know one thing, that phone ain't talking no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got that power, but this is our power here, the word of Yahuwah. And you don't compromise the word of Yahuwah. You find out what Yahuwah word saying to do and do his word. Yahuwah said, I got them in my time. You just organize. Look what he say now in verse 13. Watch this now.
Book of Sirach, chapter 48, verse 13. 13 reads.
What?
No word could overcome him.
No word could overcome him.
And after his death, his body prophesied.
Now, how did that happen? How did that happen? How did his body prophesy? How did his body prophesy after his death? How did his body prophesy after his death? Now, that's when the rubber hit the road. Come on, brother. Let's go to 2 Kings.
Yeah.
That's when the 2 Kings found how did his body prophesied after his death. Let's find out, Brother Titus.
Yeah.
We're going to 2 Kings 13, figure verse 20. Let's find out how did his body prophesied after his death.
Let's
say something. When this thing all said and done, all you hear to prophesy, they're going to be prophesying about after death of those that have took the charge of this day. And it's all going to come out. Just like we prophesied about, we talk about Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and they've been gone thousands of years, right?
Yeah.
We talk about them, everybody ever left it, don't we?
Yeah.
That's the same thing trying to tell you now.
Yeah.
You'll put a stain in your armor. Because this word right here that coming from this ministry gonna be talked about all over the world.
Yes.
See? And it's on to make his manner.
Mm-hmm.
Now look what it says in 2 Kings.
2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20 to 21.
Listen good.
And Elisha died.
Now, Elisha did what?
Died.
He died now.
Buried him.
And they buried Elisha.
In the bands of the Moabites.
In the bands of the Moabites.
Invaded the land at the coming end of the year.
And then, you see, that's what they always have been. We read and show you in Jeremiah chapter 8, and that's where you can't find nobody that look like you no more. Because they always pulling you up out of the ground. Archaeologists. They call them now archaeologists. Grave diggers.
Yes, sir.
They number grave diggers. Mm-hmm. They'll take your body out and put Jesse James in there. You see what he look like? You see what they do?
Yeah.
They always, and that's what they call it, archaeologists. They'll wait until they take you up out of there, then go find somebody from the Caucasus somewhere or land up Edom somewhere and put them in there. And they say, see that? We ought to do. Then they're alive and piss the hell, right? And then they'll pull the dirt back again and say, look at that. These people look just like us, don't it? That's why we can give you white man Jesus.
Yeah.
But they show you how they operate right here, didn't
yeah.
You see
yeah.
what they just did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see what Moab and Ammon did?
Yeah.
They taking Elisha up out of that, didn't they? And remember, in the 8th chapter, now that's going to read that real quick, Sister Jones, read that. 8, 1 and 2. The book of Jeremiah, because we did talk about it on the lesson, but we know the majority of get half of the lesson, don't be just ran back for entertainment. Ain't taking no notes. 8, verse 1 and 2.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
See, this is the reason why, that's why you got so much discussions about what we look like. He's going to show you why it was prophesied to Jeremiah what's going to happen in 8, verse 1 and 2.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
Right.
At that time, said the Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah.
They're going to bring out the bones of the kings, all your big dignitaries. They're going to bring the bones out. Go ahead.
And the bones of his prince.
And all the princes.
And the bones of the priests.
Yeah.
And the bones of the seers.
Yeah.
And the bones of the inhabitants of Judah out of their graves.
Out of their graves. You see that? They're going to pull you up out of the ground.
Yeah.
All your big dignitaries. That's why you go in the Bible, you can't find none of these people.
Yeah, yeah.
But they tell you what they was going to do.
Yeah.
They was going to pull all your big dignitaries out of the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do what with you?
Verse 2. They shall spread them before the sun.
And they're going
to
spread you before the sun.
And the moon.
And the moon.
And all the hosts of heaven.
Yeah.
And when they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped,
go ahead.
They shall not be gathered,
go ahead, go ahead.
Nor be buried.
Go ahead.
They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth.
You see the man say it? So now you know if you take anything that's been buried and you stretch it out, it's spread before the sun, sooner or later the sun will do what to it? Decay it and everything, right? You'll be recognized nothing, right? So they took all your leaders, everybody that they've done something in this book, they found their graves and took them by that ground.
Yeah.
Spread to me before at the sun until you
dissipate.
Okay. See that? So that's why you can't reckon out. What the hell? No pictures, no Israelite back. Why we can't? Because you don't took them out of the ground.
Yeah.
You don't spread them out. Then you go get a Pope nephew somewhere and put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? You see? You see what they look like in an old time?
Mm-hmm.
You see what they do?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what they do today. And that's why that 3, we don't read 3, 4, and 8, read all that's coming out ago. And they paint the likeness of themselves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So then in the 14th century, they gave you a picture of white man Jesus.
Yeah.
And all the Baptist church, the first, second, and third Baptist church got a picture of white man Jesus.
All in the research.
White man Jesus. Latter-day Saints. White man Jesus. They 12 apostles, white man Jesus. You think I'm going to come sit down with you and your white man Jesus? Huh. That ain't going to work. You see? So you got to understand something. Everything is told how to position yourself before Yahweh returns, and that's what he's trying to get you in order. Now come on back to 2 Kings 13. Now listen to this. Now watch this now.
All right, 13, chapter 13, I'm at verse 21.
We'll read 20 again because I got excited.
13, chapter 13, verse 20.
What?
And Elisha died.
He died.
And they buried him.
They buried him.
And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming end of the year.
That's how you got Buddha now. That's why you got Buddha with the Moabites and Moabites and all them. That's why you got all these Ammon, Moab, and all them. See, they got their little Buddha. Now, they removed you. See, they remove you out of there.
Yeah.
Then they take a picture of somebody look like them in there.
Yeah.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
And now you got a big a belly Buddha with slanted eyes or something, right?
Yeah.
Got the color of you, but slanted eyes and face. You see, that's the imagination. They paint your likeness themselves, didn't they?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? That's how they roll.
Yeah.
But what happened next?
Verse 21.
Listen to this now, listen.
And it came to pass.
It came to pass.
As they were burying a man.
But they were burying a man.
That, behold, they spied a band of men.
Mm-hmm.
And they cast the man in the sepulchre of Elisha.
They cast him in a grave where they put Elisha in.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And when the man was let down. It touched the bones of Elisha.
He touched the what?
The bones of Elisha.
It touched the bones of Elisha. The Elisha was filled, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Touched the bones. And what happened? What did he do when he touched the bones?
He revived.
He revived and stood up on his feet.
I hate that something. Ain't that something?
I know that's
you see the power he put in the hands of himself?
Yeah.
He got the power in him. He put that word in him. I'm telling you something. this man was, the grade that he was in, they gonna throw this other man up, and that man hit them balls and jumped back up and stuck the basketball behind all that energy from that seal, that dead seal. So now that's the prop. So that would mean by after his death, they prophesied about his body. Man, he confirmed with the man, he brought me to life by catching some dead bones. So you see what's going on here? Now, let's give me one more. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. Let me show you. I'm going to show you something that's going on. That's why it's so important to have them praises on and do the will of Yahweh. Let me show you something that we can read. Teach the bigger nation of Israel in the 5th chapter. We're going to the 5th chapter of the book of Acts. We're going to look at the teach the bigger nation of Israel. And we're going to see what's going on that we can read. Pick it around about 5. This Bible right here is the real deal. Pick it around about, pick it around about verse 12. Pick it around about verse 12 somewhere. Let's see. 14 through 16. I don't know. My book on war art, I can't find what I want. I think it around about 5:14.
14. Acts chapter 5, verse 14. And believers with the more added to Yahweh multitudes.
Back up a little bit more. Back up one more verse. Back up again. Pick up around by verse number 14. Yeah, pick it up. Yeah, okay, that's good. Pick it around by 14. 13. Pick up at 13.
Acts chapter 5, verse 13, read.
Yeah, what is that?
And of the rest, durst no man join himself to death.
Right.
But the people magnified them. Verse 14. And believers were the more added to Yahweh multitudes.
Yeah, believers gonna come. Go ahead.
Multitudes both of men and women.
Go ahead.
15. And so much that they brought forth the sick.
They brought the sick.
Into the streets.
In the streets.
And laid them on beds.
They was all on beds.
Couches. That, at the least, the shadow of Peter, he speak of the nation of Israel.
At the least of the shadow of, in their mind, they knew that they had to get, Peter was coming to the temple in third chapter. He was coming to the temple now. So they knew one thing. We know Peter coming to that temple. So they was spread out in the street. They knew what journey he was going to take to get there. So they were all waiting on Peter. Go ahead, read.
Passing by might overshadow some of them. Verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the city.
Now, go back and read. Go back. I missed my good hit.
So Acts chapter,
what, they nine were saying what?
Verse 15.
Yeah, the sick. We're going back to sick and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15.
Now, this was the sick. The sick was, everybody brought the sick there. Go ahead.
It's so much that they brought forth the sick.
The sick.
Into the street. And laid them on beds. And couches.
On couches. Mm.
That at the least, the shadow of Peter, being the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, passed it by might. Overshadow some of them.
Mm. So all they want to do is get in Peter's shadow. Yeah. They knew he was. Peter came with that royal blue garment on them fringes on. They said, look here, if I just get heat, Yahweh put more power on him than he put on himself. Well, the point is, the woman said, if I can touch his garment, I can be healed. He put more power on Peter. He said, look, Peter, if they get in your shadow, Peter, if they believe, if there's a temple site, when you come to that temple to talk that talk, if they anywhere in that temple line where you at, when your shadow go past there, they're gonna run you over getting up and getting one of them seats. And on that note, older brother Micaiah, young lion.
All right, we go to yeah, some old Luke 12:12 on the tag. Mother D. Israel. You give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
We at BOTTY, we believe that.
Yeah.
And we believe the whole word. Let's see what else we can get about this righteous spirit. According to St. John, chapter 16, verse 13, Mother Z. St. John, chapter 16, verse 13. Yeah, give me Amos chapter 3. Give me verse 1. Give me verse 2. And give me verse 7.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Hear the word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
So he's speaking to who? Okay, so he's speaking to the children of Israel. What's the word he's spoken to them?
Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Israel. Verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth.
So he have known no one else.
That's
whole,
right.
The whole earth, right?
Right.
Only ones he known was the children of Israel, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, continue to read.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity, your sin.
So we punish for all our sins that we committed. Yahweh the Son says, you're the only ones I know out of all the people on the planet, right? Let me see how I precept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Before you get to verse 7, let me see how I find that precept to that.
Psalms 142.
Is it 147? Yahweh. Friend, pull it out for me, Mother G. That's it. 147, verse 19 to 20. Hey, you hit it on the head for me. Let's see what's going on with let's see if we preach that this the only family he have known on the whole world.
Yes. Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. And it reads,
what it reads?
19, he showed his words unto Israel, his statutes and his judgments. Unto Israel.
So he showed his word, these scriptures that we're talking about that we read right now, into Israel.
Verse
20.
He has not dwelt so with any nation.
Oh, so he dealt with all the nations?
Not any nation.
Oh, no nation he has dealt with. Okay. He's talking about Israel, right?
Right.
Okay. Continue to read.
And as for his judgment, they have not known them.
So the other nations haven't even known his judgment, right?
Right.
So when you hear them saying that, oh yeah, I heard something from G.O.D. You probably have. That ain't Yahweh.
Right.
Yahweh word say, hey, I only spoke to Israel. Right. You hear something from everybody else. What you got for me, Teacher Titus?
Give me that Psalm. That's Psalms 103, verse 7. Mother Z Israel. Psalms 103, verse 7.
Hebrew. The book of Hebrew.
Ma'am.
13, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song the same yesterday
mm-hmm.
and today and forever.
He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Okay, this Bible study is right. Where we can get a precept to that at?
Okay.
Who can pull me out besides the teacher? Who can pull me out for the precept for this, he the same yesterday and the same today? Where we can read that at? Where we can read that at, that he the same as yesterday and he's the same today?
Hey, brother, do you have this?
Yeah, we want to preach that he the same yesterday and the same today, right?
Yeah.
Where we can read that at? Well, I'm going to help you out first with one. Let me go to James chapter 1, verse 17. We'll go there first, and I'm still going to want to preach that. Now we go pull it on out. We're going to first put it out like this. We'll go to James. I'm going to go there with you. Chapter 1, verse 17. We're going to look at this. What we got in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. Sister Jones. Chapter 1, yes, ma'am. Verse 17, ma'am. You're dealing with a man that's the same yesterday and the same today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to pick it up at James, chapter 1, verse 17.
James
1:17. What is it?
Every good gift.
Uh-huh.
And every perfect gift is from above.
Okay.
And coming down from the Father of light.
Okay.
With whom is no variation.
No variableness.
The shadow of turning.
Okay, so what's the definition of variableness? Yeah, somebody give me that definition of variableness. Who can pull that up and look that up for me real fast? And let's see if we get a definition of that word. Something is variable.
A change or difference in condition.
Oh, okay.
Amount or level.
So it's a change, right? This word variableness means change, right? And they said, it says, with whom is no variableness, right? So he said, the Father have no variableness, then he don't have no what?
Okay.
He don't have no change. So we're dealing with a man that changed not, right? Now, who can bag me up with a third, something on that? Give me a third precept. Look at Malachi.
Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 6.
Yeah,
what? Mother Eve, back me up in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, please, ma'am. That's right.
But I am Yahweh, I
change
not.
Change not.
Therefore, we sons of Israel are not consumed.
But they not? They not consumed. Okay. So we know we're dealing with a man that changed not, right?
Yes.
So anybody got something to say about, hey, we've been hearing something from this heavenly Father. We know this man don't change at all. So we know he still going to operate according to, matter of fact, still going to operate. What you holding for me, Sister A.B.? How you going to operate? Yeah, what you holding for me, sister? If you holding Amos chapter 3, verse 7, you got to hit that verse 7 for me, right? That's what you want to read. You holding that one for me. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Yeah, we're dealing with a man that changed not, so we know he's not going to change this operation. What's this operation you're about to read?
7.
Mm-hmm.
Surely Yahweh will lose nothing but the rest. Revealing his secret unto the
throne
of the
Spirit. Hold on. Read that again. Hold on. Let me get that. Yeah. Read that nice and loud for me, Sister Bib. And we go read that one more time. What did he say in verse 7?
Amos chapter 3, verse 7.
Okay.
Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants to see.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we know he's not going to change him while revealing his secrets to servants to see us, right? And we also dealing with a man that's a mother Z. Give me a number, chapter 23, verse 19. All right. Give me numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. And just say this, we're going to get you back on track. You got thrown off a little bit? I got you. Got you right here. Give me Samuel, right? Give me 1 Samuel. Give me 15, verse 29. Yes, ma'am. The book of Numbers, chapter 23, and we're going to pick it up at verse 19.
Numbers, chapter
3,
verse 19.
That's right.
Verse 19. Yahweh is not a man that he shall lie.
Uh-huh.
Neither the son of man that he should repent.
Uh-huh.
Has he said, have he said, uh-huh. And shall he not do it?
That's right.
Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
So what he spoken, shouldn't he not make it good? And we're dealing with a man that's not alive, right?
Right.
We also dealing with that changed not, right? Mm-hmm. So what are we holding over there, since they did?
First
give me
Samuel,
First Samuel.
15:29.
What it said?
And also the strength of Israel.
Hold on. What's the strength? Who's the strength of Israel?
First Samuel.
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 29. And we're going to find out who's the strength. Before you hold that spot where you at, who's the strength of Israel? Sister Jones. Give me Psalms. Give me 118, verse 8.
I want y'all to call me about
one name in here,
y'all, okay?
What name is that?
If y'all gonna call me, I want to go. Everybody keep calling me on a different
name. What do you refer?
Daughter
of Yahweh,
like I did before, with nobody took me seriously.
Yahweh,
daughter. Or don't call me nothing,
just
say sister.
Daughter of Yahweh.
If I just have respect, say now
I want
respect on
that. Daughter of Yahweh.
Daughter of
Yahweh.
That's the end of that.
All right, daughter Yahweh, what you got for me over there? Where you going, daughter Yahweh?
2 Timothy 2:13. You ain't give me no.
Nah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I gave you some. I gave you Psalms 118, verse 8.
Oh, okay. I'll talk
to
you. Matter of fact, hold on. No, I want verse 8. I want verse, I'm looking for.
Thought about the strength of Yahweh.
Yeah, I just missed my beat. Just in my mind, in Psalms 14. Yeah, 14. Verse 14, not 8. Verse 14.
118,
14. Yeah, Psalms 118, verse 14.
118, Psalms 118, 14.
Yeah.
Yahweh is my strength and my song. And song.
Uh-huh.
And it's become my salvation.
So Yahweh is our strength, right? So, let's see if we get another precept on this strength. We can get another precept on this strength there. Where we can get a precept on strength there. Who go bag me out before I put it on the table? Then we can get a precept on this strength.
That we can read.
Where you going, Teacher Titus? Put it out there on the table.
Isaiah chapter 12.
Yeah,
what? Isaiah chapter 12. All right, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. All right, Mother E, Israel, D. Roy. Yeah, chapter 12, verse 2.
You got it.
He expounded unto them
in all the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
The things concerning himself.
Verse 31. Mm-hmm.
And their eyes were open.
And their eyes is what?
Open.
So their eyes is open when he's expounding on them the things that was written in the scriptures.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And they knew him.
Uh-huh.
And he vanished out of their sight.
So he was out the way. All of a sudden, this man, they called it their ghost move. What's up, verse 32?
Verse 32. And they said one to another,
uh-huh,
did not our minds burn within us,
uh-huh,
while he talked with us,
uh-huh,
by the way,
uh-huh,
and while he opened to us the scriptures.
So when he opened up the scriptures, the truth that we got done reading in the book of Daniel, right? Chapter 10, verse 21, right?
Yes,
when
you
open their mind, open up the scriptures, they mind burned. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get a case of point too about he said something about the seers, right? I want to precept that some more. I want to go to the book of Acts. We'll go to chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 21. Let's see. You're dealing with a man that don't lie, right? And he changed not, right? And he's speaking the scriptures, right? And we want to see how he revealed these descriptions to us. We tell the man that's the same as yesterday and the same today, right?
Yeah.
So, Mother Eve, I need you to bag me up over there. I need chapter 3 of Acts. And we're going to read verse 18 and verse 21. Go to John. We'll go to chapter 5. I want to pick it up at 39 and verse 39. And Sister Abib, give me John chapter 5. Give me verse 39 and 45 through 47. We're going to the book of John, St. John. We're going to St. John. We pick it up at chapter 5. We're going to pick it up at verse 39. And give me 45 down to 47. Actually, give me 37, 39. Because remember, we just got done reading about he's spoken out of the mouth for the seers, right?
Yeah.
Just got done reading about that these are the righteous seers that he's spoken out of the mouth for. We also want to know that who was doing the talking here?
John chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
37, 39, 45, 47.
Mm-hmm.
37.
What do you read?
In the last day, that great day of the feast.
Verse 37. John 5, 37. Uh-huh.
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father himself, which has sent me,
mm-hmm.
have borne witness of me.
Mm-hmm.
You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
So what was spoken of about the beginning, it was, continue to read verse 39.
Verse 39.
Well, it was.
Search the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
For in them you think you have eternal life.
Right.
And they that are which testify of me.
So the tears are testifying of Yahuwah the Son, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From the beginning, right? So this is what they're testifying against right here.
Yeah.
So no one heard the Father's voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
Yeah.
It's Yahuwah the Son that the tears were testifying about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 45 through 47. Let's see what it says.
Verse 45. John 5. 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father.
Uh-huh.
Accuse
you to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust.
Uh-huh. Read.
46. For had he believed Moses, you would have believed me.
Wait, what did it say?
For he wrote of me.
So we come to find out that Moses, when he wrote something, he wrote of who? So that's okay.
Yeah,
okay, so continue to read verse 46.
Well, what can we read that at Mother Dear of Israel, Genesis 1:1? What can we read Moses wrote of him at?
Yahuwah.
What can we read that at Moses Dear of Israel 1:1?
Yeah.
He said Moses wrote of him. Let's see what we can read that at. Genesis 1, verse 1.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, Yahuwah the Son created the heavens and the earth.
So you can find them until you open your book up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah.
Yeah, all right. That's the book.
Hallelujah. Where we at? 47.
John chapter 5, verse 47. If you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
So if you don't believe the writings of the seers, or the writing of what Moses put down, how you gonna believe the word, period?
Mm-hmm.
So you have copies. Then, ain't no serious today. We don't have none of that today. So you don't even believe the man.
We don't read the old with Moses.
Yeah, we don't read that
say.
Part no more.
That's what
they say. The that means you don't believe the whole book.
Well, what it says, Brother Titus in Acts 15:15.
I'm going to Acts 15:15. I'm going to book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15 reads, and to disagree the words of the seers, the righteous seers, as it is written.
But you don't believe none of the book then.
Mm-hmm. Don't believe none of the book. So we had a mouth for the seer Jeremiah had to say in the book of Jeremiah chapter 7. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. Start off with verses 1 through 4. daughter of Yahuwah. What you got for me in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 4?
Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah 7, 1 through 4. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Yahuwah saying, verse 2, stand in the gate of the Yahuwah's house. Proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Yahuwah, all you of Yahdah Judah, that enter in these gates to worship Yahuwah.
So you got to enter the gate to worship it. You got to enter the temple, right? So let's find out what happens when you enter the temple. Real quick, hold on, daughter Yahuwah, give me 1 second. Let's find out who else entered this temple and do some worship. I need to help Mother G on a couple of them. Turn to me the Book of Psalms 73, verse 17. And let's see out of the mouth of David what he had to say in entering that temple.
Psalm 73, verse 17. Until I went into the temple of Yahuwah, then understood I therein.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
So when he went in the temple, then he knew therein, right? Now it was something you read out there. Yesterday about the temple, and I'm trying to run it down.
Psalms 122.
And can you pick that up for me? Plus, that page thing. What's that one by anyway? Oh, hold on. I might have. Hold on. Yeah, go to Psalms 122 and pick that up for me, Mother. So it's 2 verses, wasn't it?
Yeah, I read
122, 73. Okay, give me those verses, Mom. Put them on the table for me.
Psalms 122, verses 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahuwah.
Say, Jay was glad when he said, let's go to the temple of Yahuwah, right?
Yahuwah.
All right, what else?
Okay, verse 2.
Verse
2. Our feet shall stand within the gate, O Yahshua Israel.
Okay, hallelujah. So, there was the only two. Was it one more? You said something else about this temple. That was the only verse.
That was
122
verses 1 and 73 verse
10. Okay, now give me verse 9.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. Yes.
Verse 9.
What do you say? Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 122, verse 9. Because of the temple of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, I will seek your good.
So in the temple of Yahuwah, you're going to seek the good, right?
That's right.
Okay, since we're going there, then let's find out what this good is that you're going to be seeking. Since we're going to the temple of Yahuwah, I would seek your good, right?
Yeah.
Daughter of Yahuwah, hold that position for me. Don't lose that slot, all right? Mother E. I know you're holding Mother E already. Let me get that Romans. Let me see. Hold on. Is it the Romans I'm looking for?
Yes, sir.
It's a couple of them in Romans. I could go this route, but let me see if I want to go this route first. Take a peek over here. Mother, let me get Romans chapter 7. And give me verse 12, and then I want verse 16. Yeah. We're going to Romans 7, verse 12 and verse 16 to find out what this good he was speaking out in this temple of Yahuwah. David here, king. See what good this good was that he was when he was in his temple, Yahweh, that he was seeking out. We know David was in his temple, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, and what we in the temple should be doing today was doing. Let's find out. What we got over there, Mother E?
Chapter 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12. Therefore, the Torah instruction is righteous.
Uh-huh.
And the commandments and just.
So the Torah instructions is right, just, and it's good, right? Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Ma'am.
If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Torah instructions that it is good.
Uh-oh. So the Torah instructions is good, right? So when Moses went to the, when David went to the temple to seek out what was good, what is he going to seek out? So when we come inside of the temple, what are we doing at BOTTY when we up in here?
We're
seeking out the Torah instruction, which is good. So if somebody come and tell you and say, hey, I'm good, you got scriptures to back it up and say, hey, man, you was like a old David then, huh? You was like David, what was that we was reading? Psalms 122, verse 9, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Why? You're going to say, so you in that temple then seeking out what's good.
Good.
Go back, you can tell them what is that good.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that good, Mother D, that we can read according to the book of Deuteronomy. Going to chapter 10.
Yeah.
Pick it up at verse 13.
Deuteronomy,
chapter 10, verse 13. Now you got something to work with. Everybody say they good. Oh, Israel, you good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out what so good is.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good.
So that's for your good, right?
For your good.
So, when Moses was going, when David was going up in there, he was seeking out the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
He knew that the Torah instructions of Yahweh was for his good.
Yes.
So let's go back into what you hold on. Daughter. We'll get you right. We'll get you right. Daughter Yahweh.
Daughter Yahweh.
Daughter Yahweh.
All right. We're
going to get it right.
Get it right.
Get it right. Daughter Yahweh.
Daughter Yahweh.
Okay.
Jeremiah chapter 7. I left off at verse 2, so I'm at verse 3 now.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus said Yahweh of hosts.
Yes,
we're army. The king of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will call you to dwell in this place.
Okay,
Verse 4. Trust ye not in lying words.
That's right.
Say, the temple of the Yahweh, the temple of the Yahweh, the temple of the Yahweh are these.
So you hear somebody talking about, the temple of Yahweh is this, the temple of Yahweh is that. But when you hear them talking about the temple of Yahweh, you should be like, okay. What's going on in the temple of Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
You got him say, oh yeah, good. What's good? Torah instructions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we ain't gonna hear no lying words because we know what should be going on in the temple of Yahweh, right?
That's right.
Can I read that back, please?
We ain't finished. We're not even finished. We're going to, we're going to pick it back up, matter of fact. But you know what? Since you want to continue to read, because you can finish up 5 through 13. And yeah, read 5 now, since we're there.
For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor.
Okay, now we go get some precepts on this right here, right? Because since we brought it out, he said you go thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, right? That means you do some correcting going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he said if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, let's find out who the neighbor is. Let's find out who this man, this neighbor, he's talking about here. We're going to put it on the table. Let me see, can I run it down in the book of Leviticus?
Yeah.
I want you to pick it up from the Mother Z. Let me Leviticus chapter 19. I'm on verse 17 and verse 18. Yeah, but I'm sorry. Before you read that, give me verse 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And then give me 17 and give me 18. So we can know who the neighbor is they referring to in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 5. Leviticus, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You'll give me chapter 19, 1, verse 2. We're going to pop it off at verse 17 and verse 18.
Leviticus.
Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Skip down 17 and 18.
Uh-huh.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2.
You got it.
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel.
So he's speaking to all the congregation of the children of Israel. At this time we all were together. What he said?
And say unto them,
ye
shall be righteous. For I the Yahweh am righteous.
Okay, so he tells us to be righteous, right? Okay, now what he's talking about the congregation of the children of Israel, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's read verse 17. What he says to all the congregation of the children of Israel? Because we know he's speaking to all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Verse 17. Thus shall not hate thy brother in thy mind. Thus shall in any wise rebuke thy neighbor. And not suffer sin upon him or her.
That's right.
Verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge, neither bear any
grudge
against the children of their the people.
Children of your people, your black people,
Of your people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
So he was speaking to the all the congregation of the children of Israel, telling them to be our neighbors, right? He's giving them strict orders on how they should conduct themselves, right? So when he's talking about neighbor right here, we can go back and tie that in that he's referring to thy people, right? The children of thy people, right?
Okay.
So let's find out. Let me see, can I run down who the children of thy people? The book of, let me see. No, I got one up in here in the book of Isaiah somewhere. Who can help me run down where he says thy people? Who he referring to as thy people? Who got a priest that we can read? I know you got a precept on that.
That we can read.
Bible study class, right? We can read that, right? A precept on thy people. It just got done reading in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18, that we can read. Daniel. You got up in Daniel.
Yeah.
You there, who can run something down in Daniel? What you got going on in Daniel with our people?
That we can read.
We got going on. Who go bag me on now?
Go in there, young lion. Go to young lion with
So we're gonna go to
I'm tired of working with you.
Yeah, we're gonna go to book of Daniel chapter 9. We can pick it up at verse 20. Mother Eve. Book of Daniel. We'll go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. And you can give me 19 too. 19 is 20.
Yeah.
Yahweh went to redeem for a people himself and to make him a name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A great thing and terrible for thy land before thy people, which thus redeemed of the of Egypt from Egypt, the house of bondage, Israel, from the nation and their Yahweh.
I got a precept for that quick. I passed for mine. Just for me, just that fast. I had me a precept on that one. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That was mother Chief getting a precept on thy people. Can't protect Sammy chapter 7 verse 23, right? So we know that the neighbors, thy people, thy neighbors, Yahweh's people, is Israel, thy people, right?
Yeah.
Children of thy people.
Yeah.
We just got done reading about in the book of Leviticus. Wasn't it Leviticus?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got done reading about that, right?
It came back to me. Thank you, to, Brother Titus. 2 Kings 17:34. Okay. But what we do about that old precious name? Let's see what we do about that old precious name that he gave us. He gave us a name to put a blessing on us. That name was what?
Israel.
Yeah.
Let's see what we do in 17:34 with that name.
2 Kings 17:34.
Yeah. What we do with that blessing name that's given from Numbers 6:27? What we do with it?
2 Kings 17:34
read. What it reads?
Until this day.
What day?
This day.
Mm-hmm.
They do after the former matter.
What?
They fear not Yahweh.
They don't fear Yahweh.
Neither do they after their statutes.
Right.
And after their ordinance.
Right.
After the first five books, Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And the commandments, which Yahweh commanded.
Who?
The children of Israel. The children of Jacob.
The children of who?
The children of Jacob.
Go ahead, read.
Who he named Israel.
What did he name them?
Israel.
So he named the children of Jacob who?
Israel.
And that's why you get the blessing when you got the name of what at the end of your name?
Israel.
That's the blessing. That's the order of things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what? You want to have that blessing on your name. You want to have Israel on your name as a blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You won't be under Isaiah 65:15. Mother D, what it read? So you won't be under Isaiah 65:15.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You want to have the name Israel on your name. Well, this is what you're going to fall under. You don't want to fall under this.
Isaiah 65.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to pick it up at verse 15.
Isaiah 65:15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For Yahweh shall slay you and call his servant by another name.
So that means you don't have the name Israel tag on to your name. You want to what? That's your name to a curse.
Brother Titus, and where that name come from that we can read in 32:20 of Genesis? What's the foundational of that name? 28 down to verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
What's the foundation? What is the order, the foundation of that name Israel? Where it come from?
All right.
Hallelujah.
32:28-30. Let's even find the foundation of why we hold to always remember. When we get through talking about our name, we leave the name Israel there. Why so? Let's see. Genesis 32:28-30.
The book of Genesis, the first book of the heavenly tablets. The foundation. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28-30.
What
is that? And he said, your name should be called no more Jacob.
That's right.
But Israel. For as a prince has you power with Yahweh and with man.
Mm-hmm.
And has prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name. And he said, wherefore is it that you did ask after my name?
Mm-hmm.
And he blessed them there.
Blessed. He done what with them?
He blessed them.
He blessed them there.
Yes. Verse 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel.
Yeah, let you put that blessing on.
For I have seen Yahweh face to face, and my life is preserved.
Yeah, so he went eyeball to eyeball with the face of Yahweh. I've seen Yahweh eyeball to eyeball. So the bottom line is that's why it's so important for us to understand one thing. If we play by the rules of what he got written, then he got to intervene.
Because
he hears sons and daughters calling him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's looking for the end of that name to be what again?
Israel.
That's when he recognized his sons and his daughters at the end. Now go to 35, 9, and 10, Brother Titus.
Hallelujah. Boy.
35, yeah, 9, and 10.
Genesis chapter 35. Verse 9 and 10 read.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again.
Yeah.
When he came out of Padamaram.
Yeah.
And blessed him.
What did he do?
Blessed him.
Blessed.
Verse 10 read.
What?
And Yahweh said unto him.
What
did he say
to him?
Your name is Jacob.
Your name is Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Your name should not be called anymore Jacob.
Your name not be called anymore Jacob.
Yeah. But Israel.
But Israel.
Should be
your name. Your name.
Hallelujah.
And he called his name Israel.
And he called his name Israel.
That's
right. Israel. So there goes your blessing. The blessing in the name of what?
Israel.
Hallelujah. Now once you know you Israel, and get what you become that we can read, let's run to Micah chapter 2, verse 5 and 7 there. Let's see what you become that we can read. Now once you know this, these things, see, when you clear about at the end of your name is Israel, let's see what you become that we can read. Micah chapter 2, verse 5 and 7.
The book of Micah, let's see it, chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 7.
What do you read?
Therefore, you have none that should cast a cord by lot in the congregation of Yahweh.
Congregation of who?
Yahweh.
Congregation of Yahweh. So once you not saying that you Israel, so they'll say when you go on down the road or eyeball, you who?
Congregation of Yahweh.
You the congregation of Yahweh. Verse 7. What?
And you that are named the nation, family of Israel.
You that name the family of Israel.
Is the spirit of Yahweh straightened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh upright?
See? So his words is straight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, all you got to do is follow my rules, and then I know I got to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Ezekiel 36, verse 8 and 20, Brother Titus. Give me one more shot on that.
See,
once we clear about who we are and be able to confess who we are and what congregation we from, then Yahweh says, hey, I think they're getting the same right.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 36, verse 8 and 20.
Ezekiel the seer, chapter 36, verse 8 and verse 20.
What it reads.
But ye, O mountains, governments of Israel, ye should shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people of Israel.
Who's his people?
Of Israel.
Verse 20. Let's see what he got. His people of Israel.
Verse 20.
Listen to this.
And then they entered into the heathen, the nation.
Yeah.
When they went, they profaned my righteous, pure name.
Go ahead.
When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh.
Who the children of Israel is?
The people of Yahweh.
And are going forth out of his lane.
Back to the young lion. That's who we are. We got to be clear. We know who we are.
Yeah.
We Israel, the peoples of who?
Of Yahweh.
That's right. Congregation of Yahweh.
Congregation of Yahweh.
That's who we are.
Hallelujah.
So we know who we are. We know what to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't want to leave our name for a cursed name.
That's right.
Hey, daughter of Yahuwah.
Yes.
All right, let me get Jeremiah.
Yes.
Pick it back up at, we just learned that the neighbors is, children of Israel, the family of Israel, right?
Yes.
So pick it up at verse 16.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 6, I mean, verse 6.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place.
Okay, you don't do that in this place.
Neither walk after idols to your hurt.
So you don't walk after no false Yahuwah to your hurt, right? So what we can read, what are you talking about when he says to your hurt? We're going to pick it up at, we can run this down. What are you talking about to your hurt? Let's see how we can tie this thing on in. We'll go to the book of Jeremiah. And we go first pick it up at verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. Mother Z, what it reads?
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
Yes, ma'am. Go in the book of Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. Let's see if we can run down to my hurt.
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me.
Mm-hmm.
They are...
They are God's
children. And they have no understanding.
Yeah, no understanding, huh?
They are wise to do evil.
That's right.
But to do good, they have no knowledge.
So they don't have no knowledge to do no good. All they want to do is do evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
We run this thing down to your hurt. So if they don't have no good, that means they don't have no let's see if we can run down a good. Let's get another good precept from the line.
They don't want to do good, huh?
Yeah, we'll go back to that Deuteronomy chapter. Pick it up at verse 13. Mother D, what you got for me, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. If they don't want to do no good, that means they don't want to do no Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. To keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good.
So they don't want to do no Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13, right? Okay. So let's get down to the case of point. Let's just find out, get out to your hurt. Let's go read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25. We're going to pick it up at... first, we'll go right to it. We'll read verses 4 down to 6. I'm going to pick that up. Jeremiah 25, verse 4 down to 6. Verse 4 reads, and Yahuwah has sent unto you all his servants, the seers, rising early and sending them. But you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They want to hear what was good. First 5 books of the Bible, right? Verse 5, they said, turn you again now, every one, from his evil way, and from the evil of your doing, and dwell in that, and dwell in the land that Yahuwah has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever, right? Verse 6, and go not after false Yahuwah to serve them, and to worship them, and to provoke me to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. So, when he said, when he just got done saying it in the book of Jeremiah, to your hurt, that to your hurt was when we was going after these false Yahuwah.
Yes.
I'm going to get another case of point, and I'm going to get up out of here. And I'm going to go to Joshua chapter 24, verse 20. I'm going to close it out with the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 20. Book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, if you forsake Yahuwah and serve false Yahuwah, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after he has done you good. After Yahuwah has done you good, with the first five books of the Bible, the Torah instruction, he said, if you start serving them false Yahuwah, I'm going to do you hurt. And on that note, over to brother Titus.
Israel. All right, get a young line of hand on that.
Hallelujah.
All right. Another young line on the clock.
All right, Mighty E. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. That's right. In that same hour, that right spirit will teach you in that same hour with what you also say. I believe that. All right. Right,
daughter of Yahuwah.
Daughter of Yahuwah.
Daughter of Yahuwah.
Give me Luke 21. Give me Luke 21. Pick up at the
chapter 21, verse 15. For I will give your mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
That's right.
You know, on that verse right there, you know, just the thought of me, it's a precept that I read in the Old Testament, they call. On that same statement, boy, it has defaulted me for the last 2 days. That's okay, but it's going to come to me because I'm spoke it out. There's a precept on that verse right there. Coming out, it's somewhere in the book of Psalms. There's a precept on that right there, but it's okay. But go on. Just keep doing your thing.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, mouth and wisdom. It's all your gangster.
Do your thing there.
All right. Wow, okay. This is what you need. Let's go to Psalms real quick. Go to Psalms. Psalms 111. Verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10. Mother Z, Israel. All right, let's go to Psalms. Let's go to Proverbs real quick. Going to Proverbs 1, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Daughter Yahuwah.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yeah, they do besides that. So wisdom, so you get this wisdom start once you got this fear.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. Exactly. Right here. Let's go to Sirach real quick. Go to Sirach. Give me Sirach chapter 1. Matter of fact, okay, Mother D.S. Israel. Give me Sirach chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
So what? Chapter 2, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, they that fear Yahweh will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways.
Saying they that love him will keep his ways. Okay, now how you love Yahweh? They would that love him will keep his ways. How you love Yahweh? How you love Yahweh? What's the love of Yahweh? And we can read. What's the love of Yahweh? That we can read. What's the love of Yahweh that we can read? I'm reading, we was at Sirach 2:15. What's the love of Yahweh that they that love him?
John chapter 14, verse 14.
15. Mm-hmm.
Chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction.
Love me, keep my Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm. My Torah instruction. All right, verse 21. Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 14, verse 21. He or she that has my Torah instruction and keepeth them, he or she it is that love me. And he or she that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love them and will manifest myself unto them.
Mhm. That's right. Yahweh. All right. Another one. Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 8.
First John 5:3.
That's it. Go ahead. 1 John 5:3. Go ahead.
For this is the love of Yahweh, that he keeps his Torah instruction, and his Torah instruction are not grievous.
Yeah, for now. Okay. Okay. All right, here's another one. Let's go to Wisdom of Solomon real quick. We're going to Wisdom of Solomon about this love. Wisdom of Solomon 6:18. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6, verse 18. All right, Lord of Yahweh. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6, verse 18.
And love is the keeping of her Torah instruction. And love is the keeping of her Torah instruction.
Okay.
And the giving heed unto her Torah instructions is the assurance of incorruption.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, just give me, we going here. Give me that Colossians real quick. Going to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Let me get there. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 28. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 28. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 28. Mother Z. Go ahead. Get that verse 28 real quick.
Verse 28. When we teach one
every man.
So you can put that there because you can bag it up in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, Acts 3.
When we teach one, every man of Israel, teach every man of Israel in all wisdom that we might
present
every man of Israel perfect in Yahweh the Lord.
Okay, what that mean by perfect? Whatever we can read. What is perfect? What do y'all call? What is perfect?
We can read.
We can read.
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7. The Torah instructions of the Yahweh is perfect.
Mm.
The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise
the simple. The testimony meaning the covenant. Yahweh make it wise and simple. The covenant will make you wise and simple.
And what do that mean according to Moses Israel in 548? And what do all that good stuff we just heard? What do that mean that we can read in 548?
That's right.
What that mean? 548. What that mean?
Mm-hmm.
All that good talk we just heard.
That's right.
What do that mean that we can read in 548? Matthew 548. What all
that's
that
right.
means? Matthew 5:48. What do that mean? All that good stuff we just got through here. What do that mean? We can read.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 5.
There you go. That's
verse
right.
48. Be you therefore
perfect, mm-hmm.
even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
So he's telling you, you can be perfect, yeah. and all the way you can be. Perfect, that means the Father and the Son in heaven, they perfect.
Yeah.
And how well you can be perfect is just keep doing what?
Torah
instructions. So that's how you be perfect. Is doing the Torah instructions. So that's how you can be perfect as the Father and the Son is in heaven. That's what the Son was telling you. Be perfect as my Father's perfect. That means Father always, he got a class going on the third heaven on the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
The middle spirit stop what they're doing. They get to class on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we be perfect, keeping the Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we be perfect.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
I got
to
hit on that perfect.
It? John chapter 1, verse
25.
James 1:25. James 1:25. James 1:25.
Come on, man, yeah.
James, chapter 1, verse 25 reads, but whoso looketh into the perfect Torah instructions of liberty.
Freedom.
Continue.
Mm-hmm.
And continue therein.
And do what?
Continue
therein. And continue therein.
Hallelujah.
He or she being not a forgetful hearer.
Uh-huh.
But a doer of the work.
A doer.
This man or woman should be blessed in his deeds, or in their deeds.
You see that? Hallelujah.
Wow.
So you want your blessing? Be a doer of Torah instruction. As the Father and the Son is doing in heaven right now. They got a class going on right now.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Mother E. Right, Mother E, give me your revelation. 1 verse 3. End time prophecy. Yeah, verse 3.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of his gospel, and keep those things